Happy New Year. My name is CJ, and I've helped thousands of individuals lose 10 pounds and 5 inches in 28 days successfully. I have a 30-year history, and I'm one of the old guys in this industry that has really, really made an impact. Now, listen up. There's one main reason why you will not reach your goals. And this number one reason is consistency. This is the number one killer of you achieving any fitness goal that you set out to achieve. In this podcast, I'm going to dive deep into this. My name again is CJ. This is Evolve Strong with CJ. Happy New Year. This is episode one of season three. Hey guys, thank you so very much for all that you guys do. I'm just going to put a little plug in here that if you guys find this helpful and you want to help someone else out, this is a service that I do as a community service to help spread the word because I am passionate about helping others achieve the best that they can achieve for themselves. And I use fitness as a tool. So please share it. I'd really appreciate that. All right. So again, we're going into 2025, and it could be 2026 when you're listening to this. This could just be the new day. This could be just a new beginning in general. Remember, it doesn't take a new year in order to reset and recalibrate where you're currently at, and then try to make consistent changes or little pivots in order to improve yourself. Now, the number one rule that I have with overarching, I'm the creator of the what we call the Phoenix Method, and there's only basically 3 points that I really preach on a single day base on every single day. And for most of you, you're not learning anything. What I'm here to do is remind you and hold you accountable for that which I'm talking about. And the number one rule is showing up. Showing up. And this is true for anything in life. And a lot of times, what happens is, the first day, 2, 3 days, you're all motivated. You're all excited to actually get out there and get in the gym. And then all of a sudden, the work week starts to happen. Kids start getting sick. The significant others start getting, after you for spending time away. There's so many different things or obstacles that begin to get in your way. And this is when we have to begin to do battle with the idea of consistency. If you find yourself 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 pounds overweight, there's no judgment. It just is what it is. There's no reason to cry. There's no reason to, but what we have to do is face our fears and we have to begin to take action. Now, if you're again at 20, 30 pounds, you didn't put that on over Christmas or the holiday. Now, 5 to 10 pounds, maybe you did. But 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, come on, that took a whole bunch of decisions over probably a whole year, 2, 3 years. Okay. So the weight's not going to come off in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right? A real healthy weight loss is anywhere between 2 to 3 pounds a week. That truly is a very healthy weight loss. Now, if we're gaining muscle with that, maybe you're not even going to lose 10 pounds. Maybe you'll lose 6 to 7 pounds and hopefully gain 2 pounds of muscle over a 4 week period. That's the variant. That's a J-Lo makeover, right? Or that's an alpha up for a male. Because you could be a very skinny fat if you just concentrate on weight loss. And I'm actually seeing this, and I'm not judging. Please don't take this. I have many clients, and I believe very strongly in Ozempic. I believe very strongly in medical-led weight loss. I do believe that. But I also believe very strongly that you have to begin to change the underlying habits still, and you have to move on a daily basis. Because all of that weight loss is going to incur also muscle loss. You're going to atrophy. You're going to become very weak, and then you're still not going to have the habits necessary to sustain it once you come off of it. So, if you were doing the work, if you were consistently building a habit of movement every day, if you're consistently building a habit of being mindful of about what you're eating, if you're being consistent about measuring everything that measuring on a weekly basis, those are the three baseline habits of fitness. That's it. Don't make it any more complex. I don't care about macros. I don't care about, fat. I don't care about if you're pyramiding on your weight, weightlifting. I don't care if you're doing a VO2 max. That is so freaking complex. Now, don't get me wrong. I do that for my professional athletes. And I actually, I have a little bit more knowledge than probably I need to for the clients that I have, because it just comes back down to the basics of being consistent in whatever you're able to do. So And that's the beauty of what the Shred program, because what happens is when you come into an hour with Shred, and I'm not promoting it, but I'm bragging about it. Number one, it's a very supportive, like-minded community. We're not here to show off our makeup. We're not here to show off our bodies. We're not here to, yeah, some of us are, okay? Don't get me wrong. I do this so I can look good naked, okay? So, and when I, especially when I wear my red shorts. Anyways, that's a little aside. My ADHD is getting ahead of me right now. But so the beauty of Shred is you come in, you pretty much know your group that you're with, and they're supportive. So the first thing that you see, or the last thing you see, or coming in at lunch, or whatever's going on throughout your day, number one, you're getting a big old smile and support, getting that beauty of sweating together and struggling and with like-minded middle-aged professionals, right? So first off, you get that huge boost of good chemicals that are released, especially in a group setting, with everybody. And what that does is that offers that support, that movement, that gives you incentive to be consistent, because you begin to look forward to things. Hopefully the music is good. You're getting just, you don't have to be, planning it all out. We just kick your ass. So that's a huge deal. So what you first got to do is remove all the obstacles and make it fun. So whatever you choose to do, whether it be a walk outside, whether it be a Zumba class, whether it be online, whatever you do, make sure that you could be consistent with it. So choose anything. I really don't care what kind of movement that you do, as long as you do it every single day. 1 hour of movement is critical, especially for middle-aged professionals who want to have a sound mind, want to be capable of doing whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want, moving into the second half of our life. Movement on a daily basis is, it's the elixir of life. And there's no, it's 4% of your day, guys. 4% investment for the rest of your life. That's it. That's all. And if you have any intelligence, and if you, being real, you know that 4% of investment into you on a daily basis for the rest of your life just makes the quality of life so much better. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. Many individuals find themselves not being able to get up and down off of the floor. Many individuals come in here feeling so down and out because their husbands or their wives, don't become attracted to them. And most of the time, you guys come in here, you guys, even myself, when you get disgusted looking at yourself in the mirror, you can't button the button right on your pants. So you get a Dunlap, right? The belly Dunlaps over the pants. But anyways, that's a little, it's a little deep, but yes, absolutely. So the first thing you got to do is make a decision to be consistent. Be consistent. Because the moment you stop, the moment everything goes to the wayside. And yes, you know what? Life's gonna happen. There's been so many deaths around, me right now. I don't even know if it's my age. I don't know what it is, but so many people have died lately. Not in my close realm, but like, the just mothers and fathers and just so many things that life is gonna keep going with or without you, but you gotta take care of you. Gotta take care of you, because if you don't take care of you, you're not gonna take care of anybody else. And the second thing about being consistent with movement is being mindful about what you eat. I haven't even told you, I haven't even said the word being perfect. Fuck perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. I've been teaching for 30 years, and I told everybody this morning, I have not taught one perfect class at all. When I was a national Les Mills instructor, and they would send me out to these huge conventions, and I'd be up on stage, and they'd force you to do this, like this, these, they'd give you a script, right? Man, when that music came on and that excitement came on, shit came out of my mouth. I got so, and I wish I was a Peloton instructor back then, because they get away with murder today, right? But I was never perfect. But that was the beauty of it. So goodness gracious, we just Snickers at the end, and you break your fast, and because it just had to do it. Oh well, get back on the wagon. Guys, if you miss a day, if you miss 2 days, if you miss 3 days, get back on the wagon. Get back on the wagon and be consistent. And every time, just fight the battle that day. Take 4% of your day and just fight the battle. Plan out your meals, fight the battle. And then every week, get on that scale. Be real. Don't be afraid of it. Get on that scale. You know what? Today, I don't even get on the scale. You know what I do is I put on my tight jeans. And if my tight jeans look good and they feel good around my waist, I'm good. I'm great. But if I can't button that top button, I'm back on that scale, and then I get back in the wagon. So I found ways to measure myself, and I understand. But again, the number one way that you are not going to achieve your fitness goals is to not be consistent. There's no secrets about it, guys. The basics work. They work. I have 30 years of proven history with now well over 10,000 individuals that I have on my mailer list. Now I have 25,000 individuals that have been touched by Evolve's program. 25,000. That's huge. That's a big deal. That does not include like the huge APS and Presbyterians and all the other corporate accounts that use my stuff that I don't have direct emails or access to those employees. But that said, that could be well into the hundreds of thousands of individuals, which is phenomenal, which is great. So please, I know just a little bit about fitness. I do. And I know that the number one way that you're gonna improve anything, and this goes for your finances, this goes for your relationships, this goes for your health, this goes for everything in life. Being consistent, planting your roots and staying, planting your roots and growing there. Quit jumping all over the place. Don't go for bright and shiny. Stick with it. Stick with it. Right? Hey, if you need help, 505-591-4700, 505-591-4700, please, reach out, text me. I do all that. I'm having a knee health clinic this coming weekend. I'd love to have you guys here. But again, share this. I'd really appreciate that. All right. Let's get this year started with a big bang. Hey guys, from my heart to yours, remember, start strong, stay strong, always be Evolve Strong. Like reach out every week, every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when I get to this. I'm gonna be releasing one of these. So be on the reach out for it, okay? Later.